Couples Threesomes 4-Pack, Books 9 through 12. BDSM Erotica, Female Cuckold Erotica, Threesome Erotica. Copyright 2020 by Connie Cut Queen. Narrated by Allison O'Keefe. A French Maid for Me and My Husband, Couples Threesomes 9. French maids, it turns out, are remarkably easy to attain. A simple website search was all it took to be presented with a catalog of mistresses at my disposal. Of course, sex was never explicitly stated, but the implication was definitely there. My husband James would be 40 at the weekend, and I planned to give him something unforgettable. Our love life often got an injection of spice every now and then, and this seemed like the perfect tonic. Besides, I'm sure after almost 20 years of marriage, James wouldn't mind trying out some fresh, younger pussy. It was my gift to him. Matilda, I said, reading the name of the mistress who'd taken my fancy. She was blonde and looked to be in her early 20s, with a devilish smile, hinting at a hidden naughtiness that her cherubic face didn't convey. The naughty smirk seemed to penetrate me completely, sparking a desire inside me that I didn't know I possessed. I wanted Matilda. "Good morning, my love," James said, walking into the kitchen in his robe. He came around the table and I quickly clicked at another tab in my browser. "What are you doing on that so early?" he asked, kissing my head and squeezing my shoulder. "None of your business," I said, tongue-in-cheek. He smiled and moved to the counter. "Coffee? Please." I looked back to James as he busied himself, making a fresh batch for the morning ahead. Beneath his gown, I could see his firm ass, and I followed it up to those broad shoulders of his and his perfect, handsome features. His hair was ashen in places, but rather than take away from his look, it seemed only to add to it. He had a confident, commanding way about him that made me melt. I pulled my gown tighter around me and divulged my fantasy for the moment, imagining myself watching as Matilda took his robe off and swallowed his huge cock submissively. "What?" James said, noticing me staring. I blushed, turning away and curling a lock of hair behind my ear. "Nothing." I could feel his gaze on me for a moment longer, and I idly clicked upon the local news website, pretending to be busy investigating something. I think his impending birthday had slipped his mind. James didn't pry anymore. I think he knew it was for the best not to. By the time the weekend came around, he'd all but forgotten about my odd breakfast browsing. "Happy birthday," I said on Saturday morning, waking him up with a kiss. His eyes opened dreamily and focused on me. He smiled broadly. "Thanks, honey," he said, pulling me into him. We shared each other's warmth as he held me, and I kissed his cheek, staring into his sleepy face adoringly. "Your present is arriving later," I said, trying to hold it all in. I wanted to blurt it out and tell him, but it wouldn't pack the same punch. "What is it?" he asked, stretching. "Wouldn't be much of a surprise if I told you. Get yourself a shower, and I'll make your breakfast." I left him in bed and gave him another kiss, walking downstairs and rustling up a hearty breakfast. We'd certainly be burning the calories off later, that was for sure. He emerged in the kitchen around 30 minutes later, just as I was plating up. It was around 10 o'clock. "Smells amazing," he said, eyeing the platter laid out on the table. "And looks even better." I pulled out his chair and presented his seat with a flourish, as though he was royalty. "I'm being spoiled today," he chuckled. He didn't know the half of it. We ate together, and then I left for a shower as James settled in the lounge, idly clicking through the channels and oblivious to the treat that lay in store. "Your gift will be here soon," I said mysteriously, standing in the doorway of the lounge. "Can't wait," he said. And I found myself becoming impossibly excited by the big reveal. I skipped upstairs to our shower and threw off my robe, staring at myself in the long mirror that stood beside
Sample complete. Ready to continue?